Podcast episode 22, the number one thing I wish I'd known when looking for my soulmate.
This is a Single to Soulmate podcast where conscious single women learn to attract soulmate love, own their power, and begin to step into the next great chapter of their lives. Tune in every Tuesday through Saturday to learn from Johnny and Dr. Lara Fernandez, a happily married soulmate couple who, for over a decade, have personally worked with thousands of women through their deeply transformational and life-changing courses and programs. Single to Soulmate is where you'll find the resources to live the life of your dreams with your soulmate by your side. We're glad you're here.
I've been reflecting lately on things I wish I'd known on my journey to Johnny. And in today's podcast, I'm going to share with you the number one thing on that list. And my hope is that what I share with you will bring you renewed hope and inspiration to keep going toward love. It's a personal growth journey that's so worth it. So here we go. The number one thing I wish I'd known when looking for my soulmate. When I was single and looking for love in my 20s, I originally thought looking for love meant going to parties, networking opportunities, and even bars, and hoping and praying and wishing and simply keeping my eyes open for the one. I also thought that what mattered most was that I be thin and pretty. But it really actually turned out that that strategy simply wasn't working. Now I got dates. I even had some decent relationships. Heck, I even got married with that approach and that mindset. Now, that's a whole other podcast episode on that, on my first marriage, my starter marriage. But when I was looking for my soulmate, my husband, it just wasn't working, this approach. It wasn't happening. So eventually I decided to get serious. And from that decision, I magically found my love coach and totally committed to the inner work to attract my guy. But the one thing I didn't count on, and that many love advice columns don't want to tell you, is this, the number one truth about finding your soulmate. It will take longer than you want it to, and longer than you think it will. Breathe. This may not be what you want to hear, but you need to hear it. Here it is. It will take longer than you want it to, and longer than you think. So while you're taking your deep breaths, here's a thought to contemplate. Finding your soulmate isn't like finding your keys. It's a mindset, a series of life-affirming decision after life-affirming decision. It's a powerful vibration that you're giving off. It's a way of committing to yourself in your lifetime, where you're consistently making subtle yet spectacular choices that allow the floodgates of joy to open into your life. That's a quote from me. And to follow up on that brilliant quote by yours truly, finding the love of your life also isn't like you get to just decide you're committed to finding him and wham, boom, he's there. It's not like you want to buy a can of soup and you just go to the supermarket and pick it up off the shelf. You're dealing with another human being here, and also with a little thing I call divine right timing, which is also known as God's timing. But that doesn't mean you just get to sit on your behind and do nothing. Oh no, darling. You can't get something for nothing. There's always a price to pay. And I'm not saying it has to be money, though it may be on some level, but there's always a price, something that you have to pay to give, to receive something. Okay? So too often, because women think, oh, once I'm ready to get serious, it's just going to happen. Wham, like that. So they delay. They put it off. They want to have a family, but they put it off. Then they wake up at 38, 39, or 40 and realize, oh my God, I don't know how to be serious about this. And I don't know how to attract my soulmate, my husband. I only know how to get more dates or get boyfriends. We've worked with women from their mid-20s to as old as 76. And the women past 40 or 50 always say, I wish I didn't wait so long to get serious about this. And by the way, that 76-year-old that we worked with, she was one of the most dedicated clients we had ever had. And she found her soulmate in 6 months with working with us. She inspired the younger women. So yes, again, it will take longer than you want and longer than you think. But it'll take even longer if you don't take the whole thing much more seriously today. And if you, if you put it off longer, keep doing the same thing you've been doing that hasn't been working for years, it's just going to keep taking longer. So on that note, I feel moved to share a bonus mental shift that I wish I'd known earlier on my path to soulmate love. And here it is. Things don't really change until you change. Things don't really change until you change. In order for me to be really ready for the love I'd always dreamed of, I had to make some internal changes to be able to even recognize my man when he showed up and then not push him away. Now, before I did the internal work with my love coach, I kept attracting the same type of man. You know what I'm talking about? The not the right one for me type. Once I started with this work, I noticed that I was attracting more better and better quality men in relationships. And until Johnny showed up and it was clear he was the one for me pretty quickly. But I had to change my beliefs about men, myself, and relationships. And doing that was the game changer for me. And it is the game changer for all of our successful clients. Now, I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but once a year, for a few weeks in February, we offer a totally free mini course that's designed to help you shift your internal beliefs about men, relationships, and yourself. And you can sign up to get those free videos at www.menofqualitydoexist.com. That's www.menofqualitydoexist.com. So there you go. So what are your thoughts on this? Any new awarenesses that you care to share here? What can you do to become more at peace about your soulmate journey and to start shifting your thinking about attracting your soulmate? I'm going to leave you with another quote here, okay? And it's this: manifesting soulmate love can only be done when your life reflects your highest intentions for yourself. It's living a lifestyle for yourself that shows the universe, God, your higher power, that you value yourself. That's what we call fierce love, and you want more for yourself than just an ordinary life. That's a quote by me as well. All right, so that wraps up this podcast on the number one thing I wish I'd known when looking for my soulmate. So how can you apply this to your life now? I'd love to hear about it. You can leave comments, ask questions, and get show notes and a full transcript at singletosoulmate.com/22. That's singletosoulmate.com/22. And Johnny and I do our best to respond to every comment. Now, if you like this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us your honest review on iTunes or Stitcher, because it helps us know you really do appreciate what we're doing. It encourages us, and it helps other women discover us. Oh, and because leaving a review on iTunes is kind of wonky, we created a video for you on how to leave a review for our podcast. And you can find that on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/Dr. Lara Fernandez. youtube.com/DrLaraFernandez. To send feedback or ask us a question for the podcast, you can email us at hello@singletosoulmate.com. That's hello@singletosoulmate.com. So I'm looking forward to reading your comments and connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Single to Soulmate podcast. For being one of our loyal listeners, we'd like to invite you to take Johnny and Lara's What's Your Love Pattern quiz. Is the love pattern in your life holding you back? Take this short quiz to discover your love pattern and receive your personalized love pattern guide, which will reveal the specific steps you can take right now to break out of old patterns and more quickly and easily begin to magnetize your soulmate to you. Get free access to your love pattern quiz by going to singletosoulmate.com/quiz. Again, that's singletosoulmate.com/quiz. This has been an episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast with Johnny and Lara Fernandez.